Married at First Sight. Chapter 4393. Sonny, why doesn't your aunt give you a little sister? I wish I had both a brother and a sister, just like my mom, Mew. Sonny paused for a moment, then replied, my aunt said my little sister is still swinging in the garden and doesn't want to play with me yet. But once she's done swinging, she'll come play with me. Which garden is your sister swinging in? Can we go there now? We can swing too. Sonny answered truthfully, my aunt didn't tell me which garden it is, and I don't know where to find it. Titus said, why don't you ask her more clearly? Sonny. Then tomorrow I'll ask my aunt which garden my sister is swinging in. I'll go look for her and maybe bring back two more sisters. Titus quickly added, ask Aunt Serenity where I can find my sister. I want to look for her too. I love my sister so much. She's much cuter than my brother. My brother always cries. But my sister is very well behaved. I really love her. One sister isn't enough. I want several sisters. Sonny replied, I'll tell you after I find mine. If he really could find sisters swinging in a garden, he'd bring back a few more, but he wouldn't tell Titus, so she'd only get one while he had several. Okay, you must tell me when you find out. Titus gave Sonny many instructions. The two children chatted on the phone for a long time until their phones grew warm. Reluctantly, Sonny said, Titus, I'm hanging up now. See you during summer vacation. If I move to Jensburg to live with my mom, you have to come visit me. It snows there. In winter, we can play in the snow, have snowball fights, and build snowmen. It never snows in Wildspoon during winter. People there have always been fascinated by snow. Sonny saw real snow for the first time last winter when he visited Jensburg. To him, it felt just as difficult for his friends to see snow as it once was for him. In his view, Sonny believed it was just as hard for his friends to see real snow as it had been for him. Annenberg and Wildspoon are both in the same province, located in the south. Winters there aren't very cold, and it never snows. Logically, Titus shouldn't have ever seen snow. But he lived with his master, where not only did it snow in the winter, but the snowfall was often heavy. Once winter arrived, the mountains would be blanketed in thick snow. After hearing Sonny's words, Titus smiled and said, okay, okay. I often play in the snow during winter. At my master's place, it snows a lot, and the ground is always covered with thick snow. Sonny. He had assumed none of his friends had seen real snow. Turns out, they had. After the call ended, Titus handed the phone back to the old doctor. The old doctor took the phone, removed the SIM card, reinserted his usual one, and then threw the other away. He had plenty of new SIM cards, after all. Every time Titus contacted the outside world, it was usually to speak with Sonny. The doctor would insert a fresh SIM card for the call and discard it afterward. That's why Titus never had a permanent contact number. Master, why do you always throw away that little thing? Titus watched curiously as the old doctor went through the routine. The old doctor replied, it's to protect you. You're still too young to understand, but you'll get it when you're older. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4394. He gently rubbed Titus's head again and said, Titus, you must study hard and practice diligently. You need to learn everything that Master teaches you. It hasn't been easy for you to get where you are today, and it won't be easy for you to live and grow up. This child had no idea how many people had worked behind the scenes to protect him. He didn't know how much others had sacrificed just so he could grow up safely and one day succeed. Titus seemed to understand and said, Master, I've been studying and practicing very seriously lately. I haven't been slacking off. Titus still didn't know the truth about his life. He was unaware of the blood feud he carried or that many people were searching for him. He was surrounded by love, from his mother Jane, Uncle Tim, his master, and grandmaster. He lived carefree. Even though he didn't know who his biological parents were, it hadn't affected his joyful upbringing at all. The only thing that puzzled him was the totem on his back. His master had warned him never to mention it to anyone. Even Sunny, who had accidentally seen it, was told by Aunt Serenity not to speak of it. Titus had his guesses about the totem, but he couldn't see it himself. Sunny described it as strange, something like a dragon, but not quite. Just odd. It might be tied to his hidden past. The adults kept his background a secret, and since they didn't want to share it, he chose not to ask. All he wanted was to grow up happily. Master, I want to ask you something. The old doctor nodded. Go ahead. If Master knows, he'll answer. Titus asked, Sonny's aunt had a baby brother, but Sunny wanted a sister. He asked when he'd have one, and his aunt said she didn't know which garden his sister was swinging in. Master, are my sisters also always swinging on swings in the garden? Which garden do they swing in? I only have one sister. I want two more. I also want to go to the garden and bring back some sisters. My sister really does like swinging on the swing in the garden. Whenever Titus thought of Enzo, he remembered how she loved climbing onto the swing. Although she was still too young to sit by herself, she needed him to hold her while she swung. Enzo always looked so happy when she was on the swing. So he believed his sister loved swinging. Uncle Tim even said he wanted to install a child-safe swing chair for Enzo so she could swing on her own. He wasn't sure if it had been installed yet. He hadn't returned to FC Manor in a long time. The old doctor. He was silent at first, then suddenly burst into laughter. Titus looked at his master, puzzled. Was his question that funny? He truly wished for more sisters if they were all as sweet and well-behaved as Yan Yan. He already had several brothers, but every time he took them out to play, he ended up with a headache from all their crying. No wonder his fourth uncle and fourth aunt, who were also his masters, handed Ava over to his master the moment they saw him. His little brother just cried far too much. Among all his younger brothers, Ava cried the most and the loudest. He was the youngest and loved to tag along. The other boys didn't want to play with him. But he always forced his way in, snatching toys and then bursting into tears. Ava wasn't even a year old yet and couldn't walk, he could only crawl. But he crawled quickly, especially when he wanted to grab his brother's toys. As soon as the nanny put him down, he'd crawl over to them, grab a toy, and then shout at the nanny, as if to tell her to pick him up and take him away immediately. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4395. He was afraid his brothers would take his toys away. Of course, every time he snatched a toy from one of them, the result was either being pushed over or getting hit with a toy, followed by his howls echoing throughout the villa. They were all just toddlers, only 1 or 2 years old, and hadn't yet learned how to share or be polite. These little ones played together every day and fought just as often. The most troublesome of them all was Enzo, who had just learned to walk. He wasn't the oldest among the boys, but he insisted on being the leader. He wasn't afraid to bully his two older brothers or hit his younger one. In short, he was extremely bossy. The only person he feared was his twin sister. Even the twins would fight over toys, and Enzo usually lost to his sister. He'd cry and throw a tantrum, while she watched him with the calm satisfaction of a winner. Because he always lost to her, Enzo knew his sister wasn't someone to mess with and he was genuinely afraid of her. Another thing was that although the kids were too young to speak clearly, they could still read adult expressions. They knew their little sister was the family's favorite. The four brothers together couldn't compete with her. Their great-grandmother often joked, "Why were so many of them born with penises? Master, don't laugh. You said you'd answer me if you knew." "Master, Sonny," said he. Brought his sisters back from the park. "Was my sister also brought back from somewhere? When I go home next time, I'm going to ask my mom why she doesn't hug her two daughters more. Why does she only hug her son?" The old doctor was so amused by his innocent questions that he laughed until his stomach hurt. Titus stared at his master without hiding his frustration. Didn't he say he'd answer questions? Why was he just laughing? Was it really that funny? He thought about it carefully and still didn't think his question was funny at all. He thought it over and concluded that his question wasn't funny at all. To him, it was a serious and solemn matter. "Master, if you laugh again, I'll get angry." The little guy was so upset by his master's reaction that his cheeks turned slightly red. The old doctor stopped laughing, though he couldn't hold back a small chuckle, just not as loudly as before. He smiled and said, "I was just joking. What kind of park lets you bring home a little sister? Babies come from their mother's belly. They're born by their mothers. Whether it's a boy or girl isn't something a mother can choose. You don't get a sister just because you want one." In short, what Sonny said was just a story meant to comfort him. Most likely, his aunt was the one who came up with it. Titus frowned. So that was just to coax a child? But Sonny's aunt said it. Aunt Serenity doesn't seem like someone who would lie. She's a really kind person. Why would she lie to Sonny? She treats him so well. I don't think she would lie to him. The old doctor smiled gently. Sometimes adults can't tell children everything. So we tell little white lies. When you're a bit older, I'll explain it properly or you'll discover the truth on your own. You're my apprentice, and you're studying medicine. Before long, you'll understand exactly how children come into the world. It's not as simple as just wanting a sister and getting one. How many sisters do you think you can ask for? In your grandma Jonjon's family and the York family, boys outnumber girls. The Jajanson family is a bit more balanced. A girl is born every other generation. Your Aunt Serenity's in-laws haven't had a daughter in generations. That's been going on for nearly 100 years. Titus still didn't fully understand, but he didn't ask again. His master had made it clear, this was something the adults didn't want to explain yet. If kids kept asking, adults would make something up just to satisfy them. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4396. All he needed to understand was that his sister didn't come from a garden swing. That meant Sonny couldn't actually bring back several sisters. Haha, he had sisters. But Sonny didn't. "Master, are you going to cry now?" The old doctor tapped him lightly and said, "Kids love to cry. And you're the one who gave my precious grandson the nickname Crybaby Faye." "He's not Crybaby Faye, he's Cute Faye. Little Ava is adorable. Ava was the apple of his eye. Sometimes even you cry. So don't go around calling your brother a crybaby." Titus rubbed the spot where his master had tapped him and said, "Brother Ava cries the most. Was I like that when I was a baby? No, I heard from mom that I was very well behaved. As soon as I saw her, I wanted her to hold me. I always followed her around and called her mom the moment I could speak. She always said that was the bond between them. You're still just a kid yourself." Do you think you've already grown up? You're only 4 or 5 years old. Master, I really don't know what you looked like when you were Ava's age. When Jane found Titus, he had just started walking and could barely speak. He could only say Mama and Papa. The moment he saw Jane, he called her Mom, which completely melted her heart. That's how their mother-son bond began, and she eventually adopted him with her husband. Master, you said everyone is born from a mother. Then who is my mother, not mother? Jane, but the mother who gave birth to me. Titus regarded Jane as his real mother, but he also understood that he wasn't her biological son, unlike Enzo and Ava. His brother and sister were Mew's biological children. He'd seen Mew's big belly and then saw her go to the hospital and give birth to them. But he was picked up by Jane. The old doctor hugged the little one and, after a moment of silence, said, Master doesn't know what your birth mother looked like. But if you want to know what your parents looked like, just look in the mirror. You look like them. The old doctor held the little one in his arms. After a moment of silence, he said, Master doesn't know what your birth mother looked like. But you probably resemble your parents. Now, usually, children take after their parents. Sometimes, they inherit features from their grandparents. Titus's biological parents had been murdered years ago. Not only his parents but also the rest of his family had been killed. Only he survived, thanks to a nanny who fled with him. The nanny and the bodyguard who protected him during the escape both died in the end. Fortunately, Jane found him, and by chance, the doctor's apprentice noticed him and brought him in as a disciple, intending to pass down his medical knowledge. With their protection, Titus could now live a carefree life. But once he comes of age, he will have to face the blood feud he unknowingly carries. What a pitiful child. The old doctor held him even tighter. He had taken care of this child for so long and felt deeply heartbroken knowing the cruel truth that awaited him. But he couldn't protect him forever. He was getting old. By the time Titus was grown, he would likely no longer be around. Just because he was a miracle doctor didn't mean he could escape death. Years of experimenting with medicine on himself had left his body damaged. If his apprentice hadn't become skilled and taken over his responsibilities, he might not have lasted this long. Fortunately, retirement had been peaceful, and his only concern now was to teach his disciple well. With effort, he might have another 10 good years. If he could live to see Titus take revenge, reclaim the Long family's legacy, get married, and start a family, then he could truly rest in peace. Master, are my real parents dead? Titus suddenly looked up and asked.